Hey there, folks. Welcome to Rock and Rally Tennis, where it's all tennis, all the time. I'm James Lynn. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Rally. That's rock underscore and underscore rally. And on Facebook at facebook.com/rockandrallytennis. Rock and Rally Tennis podcast episode number 156 is brought to you by careerwonder.com, the ultimate career resource site featuring video interviews of professionals from a wide array of industries, sharing the stories, journeys, and insights about their careers and jobs at careerwonder.com. In previous podcasts, I talked about maintaining focus and intensity throughout a match. In podcast episode number 151, I discussed the importance of taking nothing for granted, staying in the present, and ultimately getting across the finish line. I'm pretty sure it's a safe assumption that most, if not all of us, have likely experienced our share of matches where we've held a comfortable lead in a point, game, set, or match, only to fall short of closing the deal. As it's been said in sports over many generations, it ain't over till it's over. The challenge is figuring out how to stay focused and continue to do what has been effective for you up to that juncture, and ultimately getting across that finish line. So, how do you go about working on this? Well, it all begins with, what else? Having the proper mindset, of course. Noting the importance of staying focused and in the present and completing the task at hand is, of course, a statement of the obvious, but it's a lot easier said than done. That said, I do believe the underlying foundation and discipline involved here can be largely cultivated through basic drills if that objective of fortifying the mental aspect, i.e. staying focused and completing that given task, is sufficiently underscored. Now, let me expound on this by referencing a popular drill used in golf that you commonly see on the practice greens at the local golf course or driving range. You know, it's a putting drill where a player tries to make the same short-range putt, let's say from 3 feet out, over and over again without missing until a particular target is reached. You know, 20, 30, 40, 50, and so on in a row, for example. You know, for those of you who play golf, you know these three-footers are the type of putts that can be knee-knockers under pressure conditions. So, let's say you set the goal to sink 30 consecutive three-foot putts. Not 27, not 28, not 29. Anything short of 30 in a row, and you'll be starting all over again from zero. And you don't leave the putting green until you've made those 30 consecutive putts. Now, it goes without saying, this drill can help you groove your putting stroke for this type of short putt. But this drill is equally important for strengthening your mindset by promoting focus and discipline, staying in the present, and completing the task at hand. In other words, getting across that finish line. Now, besides tennis, I was an avid self-taught golfer and got my game down to a mid-single-digit handicap. I can vouch for the effectiveness of this drill in how it helps you develop a high degree of focus and intensity, along with the necessary discipline of getting across the finish line. Now, you can incorporate a similar approach in many of your tennis drills. One drill, for example, you can mark off a target area, perhaps a 4x4 or 5x5 foot area on the court, drop feed balls to yourself, and try to hit 25, 30 forehands in a row inside the target area. And again, if you're off the mark before getting to your stated goal, then you've got to go back to zero and start again. Now, in my view, one of the most valuable aspects of this drill is the way it forces you to stay in the present and take care of the task at hand until your goal is reached. If you start looking back at, for example, the 27 consecutive forehands you've just hit into the target area, or looking ahead at hitting forehand number 30 when you haven't yet hit forehand number 28 or 29, you can easily lose focus, end up breaking your consecutive streak and falling short of the finish line. Now, for many recreational and club players, the tendency is to get mentally lax prematurely. I mean, it was probably just last week when you outright clocked that forehand or made a great get on a scramble, only to lose the point on the very next shot because you stood there admiring the shot you just hit instead of getting back into position and competing until the end of that point. Am I right? Heck, for me, it was just yesterday. Look, it happens to all of us. That's why it's essential to continue to put in the work. Folks, the bottom line is, whether you've hit some great shots during a rally, or jumped out to a comfortable lead, or clawed your way back in a point, game, set, or match, it isn't over until it's over. Stay present and focused on the task at hand. Get across the finish line. Well, that's all for this episode, folks. Thanks for joining us at Rock and Rally Tennis. Please subscribe to our podcast at rockandrallytennis.com. I'm James Lynn. See you next time.